At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey baddies, this is your reminder or warning that this is part two of our Couple to Thruple recap of episodes 4-6. So if you haven't listened or watched the first part, please pause, save this video or episode for later, and listen to the first one in the same podcast feed or YouTube playlist. I also just want to remind you, if you can please subscribe to the channel if you're enjoying this. We are also talking about Love is Blind Season 6 and The Traitors, and I just have so much more content for what I cover on Black by Reality. I might have more Couple to Thruple interviews coming up. I already talked to Brittany Babe and Sean Will. So yeah, if you don't want to miss out on all that good stuff, please, please subscribe. Tell your friends if you're enjoying this. And that's it. Here's part two of our recap.
So mad. So they are talking to Darian the next day. At least Massimo is. And you know.
Remember there.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we want this to happen, but we can't be messy. Brittany and Sean are like right here. And it's like, okay, when are you going to talk to them?
I know.
They're right there.
It's just like, it's interesting because, okay, I do think that there's like a fundamental power issue with the show. Because ultimately, like, the couples have 100% of the power. Like, yes, of course, they've handled to a certain extent consent and being like, well, the single can reject wanting to stay with the, you know, wanting to be with the couple. But like, other than that, like, that's like the only power that the single has. Like, it's totally about the couple's experience. And so, like, I think it's interesting. Yeah, it's like, I wish either the singles were like, cared less about it being like a real relationship, because I think they would have just a better time. Or there needs to be something about like, who's picking, when they're picking, that gives the singles a little bit of agency, because like literally none of the couples actually care about the third's like view of what this relationship looks like. Because clearly Jonathan wanted it to be casual and like we enjoy each other, but it's casual and he would have been very happy, but that's not what Ramon and Ashmal want, you know? And like Brittany and Sean like don't really know what they want, but maybe it's not really for sex, you know, like it's like maybe for a different type of intimacy, like who knows. And
I think they just need, they're slow birds. They're two people who have slow birds, while Corey and Wilder's like all gas, no brakes. Like both of them are like break.
Darian just like wants to keep getting to know them, but also like wants to make out with someone, you know, like, and Darian do that, it's fine.
I actually said in my interview with them, which they didn't watch the new episodes at the time, so they were just like, oh, I was like, I think the third's gained some power in these new episodes, because Jonathan's like, I might want both of y'all, because y'all are wild, and they're fighting for his attention, and yeah, Darian's like, I have eyes for you guys, so I might want to sway. So whether they like it or not, and whether the format likes it or not, it's like, either way, they're giving their opinions, and like, they do matter. Because at the end of the day, if they're at a swap ceremony, and Darian says, I want to swap, like, they have to.
Also, I don't know why The Bachelor can get, like, 30 bachelorettes to show up night one, and we can't get like at least double the amount of singles.
Right.
I think it's just like it's the first show. It's the first shoestring budget. But like that's why I'm like, let's get this viewership up.
Because you get more people in there, and you really could get a little gameplay going, you know?
Gameplay. Stop the gameplay.
The big brother of it all.
Right here. No. Strategy. I'm taking you out. I'm swapping right now.
I'm dead. Well, I think also it brings me back this whole, when thinking about the singles, it brings me back to what Sanu said in the first drop of the episodes of I feel dehumanized, right? And it really, it triggered the hell out of Brittany. But it's like the very format of the show creates this dynamic where the single has little to no agency unless they're at the swap ceremony. That's when all of a sudden they get agency within the relationship.
And guess what? Shawn might be mute 99% of the time. He said that in the interview.
Wow. That he's quiet? Wow.
No! He said that the show itself is dehumanized.
It is. Wow. Look at Shawn.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, all of these shows, I mean, you know, we all
of course
understand the exploitative nature.
Yeah.
You know, especially the romance or like the relationship ones, you know, especially.
Right. But I think it's like all of them, you know, it's like all of reality TV is kind of exploitive. But I think this show in particular, it creates this dynamic that literally shows this, like, the lack of agency and power that the single has in relationship to the couples.
Totally.
And it's like, honestly, I just wish a lot of the singles would assert their own power more to be like, look, this is not solely about what y'all want. This is also about what I want. Like, I wish Darren would be just like, y'all ain't kissing each other. I don't want to kiss y'all because y'all don't have any like really physical intimacy. So I'm going to go make out with somebody else. Have fun. Yeah. Figure it out.
No, okay.
No one's getting voted off. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other thing. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't stay coupled with them. You go back to the house. They're not even really filming that. I bet y'all are fucking and having a great time. Go back to the
house. I know.
I want to keep that footage.
You know, like,
you know, I don't understand what the stakes are.
I don't understand what the stakes are, really. You know? So, yeah, I agree with you. Like, I think the singles should, like, take back, yes, and maybe in a small way they are, but I want to see them be a part of it more, you know?
Yeah. So true. I mean, we can go to the sweat lodge with Darian. Darian's like, hey, what's the sexual attraction at? Now, I thought
that was wild.
I think this was actually very cute, because I will say, I think Brittany's kind of opening up, because she was shy. She was like, I would say a 9. And she was like, okay, like, would you make the first move? And she's like, never made the first move before. Also, why is Brittany wearing the most clothes in a sweat lodge?
Literally.
It's Brittany.
But once she's out.
Right, like, she doesn't seem to wear a lot of clothes.
Shit, please on. I'm like, girl, what's going on?
Oh, no. She was really trying to get out those toxins, you know?
Right, yes, exactly.
Yes. No, yes. But I know, I think she's like bursting and like wants to know that she's doing it right. Like, I get the sense that she doesn't want to like do it wrong, and she's eager, but she's also like aware of Sean's energy and like,
yeah.
I just want Darian to kiss her, you know? Like, I want her to want that, you know?
She wants that, you can tell, because she's like, also her body language is like, please do it for me, like, I cannot handle this. And
well, and he's been asking for that. I don't know why Darian hasn't. I mean, I guess because it's like maybe uncomfortable because it feels so platonic, like, in the space.
Sean and Brittany are not feeling each other, so it feels weird to just slip in and be like, well, I'm gonna do it.
The
new person. So, I mean, they're working on it. We later see Sean has his barber mouth.
Oh my god, they're so proud of it. They're like so proud of that too. And I was like, oh, baby angel.
Right. Because it's like, for once they seem into it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like them as a couple seem into the dynamic.
The only time we hear Dylan speak is that he's across from them also with his two, and he's like, Sean, the biggest smile I've seen this whole time. Look at you, man. And I'm like, Dylan, get
out. And don't ruin it. Let them have their moment in peace. Mind your business, as Suri Fields would say. Mind your business, Dylan. Like, mind it.
He can't. He has been feeling, I don't know if he's feeling like the only man who's like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And Sean,
yeah, he was like clinging to his masculinity in that. You know, like he's like, oh.
We're going to scare them away. Brittany and Sean will run away. So don't even look at them. Don't even acknowledge that they're touching or they'll stop immediately.
Right.
Oh boy. Things end with them. We're going to the masquerade party, and they spot that Darian being a little chummy, talking a lot to this new couple. So what's going on with them? I don't know what their plan is after this.
I mean, Darian might swap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's
that? I mean, listen, Darian's ready to play because she planted that, like, listen, like, just so you know, like, if you want that, I'll swap.
Right.
You know, like, so, I thought that was, like, a big move on her part, you know?
Right. Because Becca's worried about Jonathan. Little does she know, Darian's over there planting seeds.
Right. I mean, and I hope Becca is like the big brother in me. I'm like, I hope Becca was like translating the fact that she was well aware that her couple was talking to everybody but her. And like,
yo, Izzy, I will remove you again. Like, what is going on?
It's the big brother strategy talk for me.
What is going on with you?
You have to be aware that that means that you're not part of the conversation.
Yes,
but I believe they'll talk to Becca because they mentioned something about transparency. They're gonna talk to her. But I mean, do you think they'll pick? Probably not.
Right? Why is her? Yeah.
After how she did with Dylan, she was deep and forever with that man. I don't know if she'll do it well with them.
Well, but something happens that night. We still don't. Show the footage. Yeah. It's like on Love is Blind. Where's the footage of Matthew talking to that other bitch? Like, where is it?
Thank you.
Why do we never see the conversation? Why do we never see the duplicate conversation and then both of them leave?
Right. So,
show the footage.
Period. Black by reality fam. Stay tuned. The Love is Blind video is coming.
No, I'm going to have so much editing to do because I'm going to randomly have you pop up in that video and not explain. I'm not going to warn anyone.
Yeah, I think that's great. I fully consent to that.
Yeah.
And then for all the Love is Blind fans who don't watch Big Brother, like, did a lesbian just scream about Matthew for a second and leave?
I did because I'm team AD all the way to the bank. Like, justice for AD in every way. I don't like Jimmy either. Okay, keep going.
I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone loves you, Izzy.
I shouldn't have gotten high before this, you know?
No! I would have too, but Jordan came so late.
Oh,
that was like an alcohol delivery that I had. Like when Nicole and I started filming, it was like,
I didn't see a sober bitch here.
Yeah,
maybe. This is peach buzz balls in this little
Jordan.
Not the peach buzz balls.
Can I please have a gummy? I'm the only one who's sober.
We're just gonna kick in like an hour from now.
Yeah, thank like, you.
As your editing.
I know. It takes so freaking long. But who knows? We still have so much to talk about because we haven't even talked about Ramon and Ashmore.
Okay. Which couple are we on still? We're on.
We are thruppling, okay? We don't have rules. And we went from talking about Maximo to Ash to Darian, which brought us back to Brittany and Sean, okay? I'm following. I am Alice. on the L word, and I got the map.
The map.
Is mapping for sure. The map is mapping.
Yeah. Darian and them. I'm team Darian. Get your kiss. Have fun with the queers.
Thank you.
Darian needs that. Darian deserves that.
Darian deserves that.
Because also Darian's been like, in some ways, like always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Like, yes, she finally got picked by Brittany and Sean, but I feel like every couple has been like
wanting her.
Darian, but not pulling the trigger and stuff. And it's like, get her flowers. Like, she's hot. She's cool. Like,
right. You know? Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was like, are Brittany and Sean going to finally pick Peach, or are they too afraid of her?
No. Why?
Peach will not stand for this, I don't think. Like,
we did not talk about that conversation with Peach.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was okay. Yeah. I'll let you start. I have thoughts on that too. Yeah.
Okay. So, and again, another plug for the interview, because I talked to them about this. So, all right. So Peach goes up to them and she was like, yo, I felt like I got played because you put the anal beads on my neck and acting like you were going to pick me, and said you picked Darian. So what's going on?
What's the tea? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
And Brittany shut it down and was like, I don't need to engage in this conversation.
I know.
I was so disappointed. I was like, you.
They shot themselves.
Are also here doing this. Sorry. Yeah. You know, it's like, she's a part of it. Like, and also, like, whether or not I, the one thing I do appreciate in the, like, Jonathan Ashmal Rahman is that they mention, like, well, in the, like, if we weren't in this house, I wouldn't be dealing with this.
Yeah.
If we weren't here, this is what I would want. And I feel like Brittany and Sean, like, you're not at home. You actually don't get to ignore her right now. Like, you know, your actions have consequences, you know? And so, like, that consequence is you have to, like, talk to Peach about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I feel for Peach too, like.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany is the same one who said she likes when people are direct with her.
Right. But this is not like the second, because she shut down Sanu also. Like, this is now like the second kind of difficult conversation where she's had to deal with repercussions of her actions not being great, that she's like just immediately been like, well, I can ignore it. It doesn't affect, you know, like, I don't have to engage with you. It makes me sad.
I can't keep saying this, but I also bring up this is two times in a row. So what's the reflection we're doing?
Okay, I have to keep that interview. I got to keep that
interview.
Yeah.
So yes, I agree. It's giving conflict avoidance. I don't like this. And it's just, I'm already over it before I even hear, which I have related to. I have been an avoidant, shut down person myself. Everything when it's a conflict feels then like an attack when it's not. So it's also, we just don't really get a lot of this conversation. Because I noticed Peach says what she has to say. It cuts to Sean in an interview by himself saying, well, I was over the conversation by then. And then we're cutting back. Does Brittany even, she said, if you realize we didn't pick you or Darian the first time around, she makes a little bit of a slip because she was like, well, we were scared of our connection with you, so we didn't pick you first. So Sanu was right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Literally.
Right. Yeah.
Because Sanu was picking up, like, oh, am I the experiment? Are you even into me? And you just said, right on video, actually, we were scared of how into you are. You got a tongue ring. They're like...
Well, it's like, it's tragic because it's like they were recognizing that they were having, like, romantic feelings towards
you.
Like, they were, like, experiencing, like, you know?
Romantic.
But, like, romantic, no, romantic meaning, like,
or desirable.
Yeah, they were feeling, like, you know, lusty.
Yeah.
You know, and that scared them because, like, lust is maybe not, like, a part of their life that much, you know? You know, and so it was sort of like, oh, my God, like, that feels, like, overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think that Sanu was right, but I think also, like, it maybe comes from this, like, unconscious, this, like, fear that they're experiencing while being here. So that it just, like, makes, it's, like, a little tragic, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, justice for Peach also. Like, Peach has been awesome. Like,
Like, it's so weird because it's, like, are we in, like, a Madonna whore thing? It's, like, someone, you're giving too much mothering. You're giving too much therapy. But Peach, you're like the freak, you're scary, so I can't go there. It's like, right now, is Darian just right? Is this like a Goldilocks situation?
Oh my God, are they a gradient?
Wow. It's like Sanu on this end, Peach and on this Peach end, and Darian is in the center.
Yeah.
And then it's like, because Darian is like, I have sexual energy, like I'm a Darian's sexual like, person. And they're like, well, we're not.
I don't know.
They're like, I'll get there maybe next week. I don't know. Yeah, it's wild. That whole thing was wild. I don't think it gets wrapped up. The fact that they're like, well, this is done, and now Darian's already thinking about jumping ship. It's like, you're killing your last option. I really don't know what happens after this.
Right, because Sadie didn't step forward the last.
I want to know that.
Okay, you're gonna shut me out. You're gonna shut me out, but I'm gonna say it real fast. Are they not aware that the singles are talking? Who's gonna couple up with Ramon and Ashmal? Who's gonna couple up with Brittany?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, are the couples really thinking about that? Who's gonna, you know, like, after Jess, like, I mean, after these options, like, no one. No one's going to want that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I've been thinking that the whole time. And part of me also was like, is Jonathan kind of being held hostage so he can't talk? I don't know. It's like, what's up?
See, now you should get kicked out. That was very strategic. You
know? All right. Go on time.
I love this.
No, I was into it.
Right.
But yeah, it's like that's what I thought, because obviously they were talking about how things were hard the first time a week. They're at the ceremony. Finally, they have to tell everyone basically their business, but they don't actually quite know what's happening, so it can mean anything. And then they're just like, and we're gonna keep him. And it's like, I know then that they didn't get that tea that night. They were ready.
Mm-hmm. They were thirsty for it. I mean, Becca is trying to be the thing that brings back the tea from the to the single.
That's going to work.
Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about them too then, since we already kind of got into it?
Yeah.
But those boys, they kept Jonathan. But, of course, the drama doesn't stop there. They do the compatibility thing.
Oh, right.
Lena, by the way.
Get it.
Lena got the strap on the thigh.
I mean, Lena can really get it. She's giving Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Like,
And you know, she saw that queer couple who came in and was right up in there. I was like, yes, Lena.
Yeah, she was like, this energy in the house.
Right.
We need it.
She was like, finally. And one of them is Asian, like, finally. And it's like, yes, girl, I feel you. Jonathan's there, and then Frank.
That's Frank. Let me look at his face.
Yeah.
It's hard. In the end, Frank and Jonathan win. That's interesting. And then Jonathan connects with Frank the most out of the singles, he said, which is very interesting. So he's wondering if the Ashmal and Ramon would then connect with Frank the same way. So,
is the issue with Ashmal and Ramon and Jonathan, like, the Jonathan of it, like, the person of it, or is it just, like, the third of it, you know, like, to me, like, you know, Yeah. So I feel like in some ways Jonathan is like right. It does like it doesn't. They can. They're sort of interchangeable to Ashmal mm-hmm. and Ramon. You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and yeah, that would be my concern.
Jonathan is burned out. He's like, yeah,
I'm tired.
He said, I need an off week. I need a bye week, please.
Yeah, he was like, this sucks. This is not fun anymore. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And they're not giving it to him. And yo, the conversation that happened, Ashmal and Ramon, they're talking to each other. And then Jonathan comes up. I need to get like Jonathan and how honest and real he is, because the way Ashmal's like, well, we're just wondering, like, if we should be careful, be more careful with you, or is it that, like, you don't want to be a guinea pig, or you're just not feeling it that much? Jonathan didn't miss a beat. He said both.
Yeah, all of it, all of the above. Mm-hmm. This experience sucks for me, mm-hmm. and you haven't thought about me at all.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Whoa.
It's like Jonathan's the definition of like he checked all the boxes for mm-hmm. Ashmal and Ramon, and they forgot that like underneath the boxes is an actual person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so like,
or if they you know, check the box for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they accused Jonathan of deflecting, but he's so clearly He's like, no, this is, like, how I'm feeling about both of you. And he's like, you know what? I just need to go at my pace. You guys seem to be, like, ready for a boyfriend and all that. I need to go at my pace. And then, freaking Ramon does what he always does to try and get the affection that he wants. He's like, well, maybe I should pull back. The way Jonathan just said, that's okay. And he meant that shit.
He did.
That wasn't a manipulative thing like Ramon uses space as manipulation. He did that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what to do because they keep trying. In the sweat hut, Ramon and Ashmal, Jonathan's like, what do you like about me?
Right, I loved that. I asked the same, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I just like felt, that was so relatable. That just like felt so relatable, you know? Yeah.
This is a lot. They claim the ease. Everything is easy with them.
Yeah, like in their made-up fantasy, like they're not actually like there in real life. Like they've made up a whole life and a whole they're like Delulu about it.
Because it's like, if this relationship is easy for y'all, it is definitely not easy for Jonathan. And right. The fact that you're not picking up on that is a little mind-blowing. Like, what relationship are y'all in?
But this is the thing, and I think it's specifically Ramon. I'm still trying to figure out where Ashmal is on all of this. I think, genuinely, Ramon, this is normal for him. Mm. This feels comfortable for him. He's replicating something, and it's like, yeah, you're supposed to fight, and that's how you care about each other, and I'm supposed to continue testing you. I don't know about Ashmal. Ashmal seems like he's being pushed to the edge, because he's like, I'm freaking questioning if I even want to stay in this relationship as a second. And I'm like, not to a second now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the minute they were like, their relationship is maybe on the rocks, I was like, y'all gotta leave. I was hoping in that, like, stay tuned. It was them saying they were leaving. Because, like, they're on the brink.
Right. Because I think Ashmal recognizes that the way that they communicate is not healthy. But he's been in this relationship all this time, right? So he's learned to operate in this unhealthy way of communicating. Mm-hmm. But then you add a third person who's like, this is not a healthy, functioning relationship. And Ashmal is like, yeah, I get it. I understand why you feel that way.
Yeah.
And Ramon,
I kind of think so too, but
I think so too. And Ramon is just like, I finally opened up to you. And it's like
giving himself a pat on the back.
But the question is, Ramon, baby, what did you open up about? Is what I'm trying to figure out.
I think anytime he's mad or annoyed, and then he like bursts that out in the most like toxic, unproductive mm-hmm. way. He's like, well, that was me being vulnerable. So, you know, that's what you were asking of me, weren't you? My feelings. So you can't punish me now because I said my feelings. And it's like, why does it always have to go there?
I mean, does he act like this, like, in real life? Like, does he, like make scenes like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's wild to me. Like, yeah.
Holden were in a close relationship before, so who knows?
Right. I'm like, maybe he doesn't, because maybe Ashmal didn't push him in the way that this experiment is pushing him to open up or acknowledge the things that he's feeling.
Well, and the way that they talk about the relationship, like, you know, feeling like they both really found each other and, like, this is, like, the most intense loving thing that they've ever experienced, you know, like the way they describe it, like they really, really love each other. But then like Ramon was also like, oh, you've never told me that it bothers you that you're not out to your family or that you have to like hide from your family. Right. Wasn't he saying like, I've never heard him.
Like he hasn't opened up to me in this way.
I don't think he's really, and I'm confused.
I was shocked by that.
Because yeah, Ashmal is like, Jonathan's like, look, he's like me, because I'm in that stage after coming out that I'm like guns a-blazing. I'm like, you hurt my feelings, I'm hurting yours 10 times more. I don't care. I'm ruining the family gathering. So Jonathan's like, I don't know how my mom is going to act if I show up with you, because it's gay is one thing. But he's like, Mama got two boyfriends. I know he's testing that mama to the brink.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so, but Ashwan's like, it sounds like different sides of family. He's like, I haven't, something about Montana, but then he hasn't introduced Ramon to like other family and everything. And like, that's complicated. Like, that's just, you get to go at your own pace. It probably wasn't a problem for Ramon, but all of a sudden when they're talking about it, now Ramon's talking about it's making him insecure, and I'm like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, you were a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, why is he feeling so, what, it's like, also, you can engage in that instead. Mm-hmm. Like,
right. And is it that he's never talked to him about this, or is it that they've never had someone else in the conversation that Ashmal related to in that moment, right? I think that
they're both bisexual.
Right, because I'm just like, I'm sure you know that there are family members that you're not meeting. Like, mm-hmm. if Ashmal has family in Georgia and Montana, and mm-hmm. you've only gone to gatherings in one state, you are aware that there are family members you're not meeting, right? But maybe, but I'm like, also maybe y'all haven't had an in-depth conversation about why, because you are not very emotionally open or vulnerable. So maybe y'all just don't go there. Whereas Jonathan is talking about it.
Right, right.
I also have another theory. And this I think is also like a very queer like situation conversation. But it's like, oh, maybe I was okay with not meeting the other family. I was like, okay, no pressure on that. But now that Ashmal is meeting Jonathan, who has a very different perspective, it's like, oh shit, is Ashmal mm-hmm. actually going to grow and actually come out even further mm-hmm. because of Jonathan? And I'm not the reason he's mm-hmm. like,
oh
yeah, exactly. And that's some heavy shit, honestly.
Well, they clearly have codependency issues, like mm-hmm. in terms of like their emotional, like, you know, I think they're, I don't know, the most like seemingly like we will be together kind of like forged in stone kind of in their relationship. I feel that, like, as opposed to the other, which is funny because it's like obviously the most most fragile, like the most mm-hmm. like unstable mm-hmm. of the couple, you know, mm-hmm. them
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, Ramon is just we're not at the emotional maturity level that like you know
so So Scott, our thruple guide, he comes, he's talking to everyone. He's like, oh, get ready. You're going to go on a date and you're going to sweat. Ramon and Jonathan, they're always doing the most. They're like, can we make a boyfriend?
Oh my God. That was, yeah, the boyfriend comment.
Yeah,
Jonathan's uncomfortable. He's talking to Brittany. She's like, yeah, yeah, that would be like a lot.
I love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Jonathan,
I'm incapable of kissing anyone currently, but yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah,
whoa. Boyfriend? Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, like, whoa.
I mean, I have a boyfriend, but even I'm barely like, whoa.
I'm like, also, are Brittany and Sean aware of all the sexual activity that's going on in this house?
I want to go to a watch party with them. Like, I want to see them watch
it. They do live. They do live watch parties. So you just need to follow this whole entire cast and figure out. But yeah, so yeah, Jonathan does talk to them about the boyfriend comment, and Ashmal claims, "Well, you're our boyfriend in this experiment."
But it's also like, once again, that's also a conversation that was like something that Ashmal and Ramon decided that Jonathan wasn't a part of. And he's just sort of being told, not even told, he's just being like...
He's finding out when everybody else find out.
He's like, oh, I'm so glad you sent me a letter.
Right. He's like, who said that? Who said that?
Like, what? And it's like, because like, I think it's like cute, their little like morning banter where like Ashmal asks him like, you know, how do you say boyfriends in Spanish? And like, you know, whatever, like, you know, that's their little like pillow talk vibe, whatever, you know, whatever. That wasn't, I hope Ashmal doesn't think that that was them being like, do you want to be our boyfriend?
You're now our boyfriend.
Oh, Izzy, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, because he did say mean novios, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes me give, at least, I give them a little bit more.
Like, maybe Ashmal and Ramon are like, we've created our experiment and in that bubble. But like,
boyfriend.
It was so performative and public and like
An
announcement that it felt like they had made a decision and this was them sharing it.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think Jonathan's like, y'all are really DeLulu. Like, this is such a dysfunctional relationship and y'all are trying to forcefully add me into it and I'm not with it.
His whole body, I mean, his like he was like red, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was just like fuming, you know, or so uncomfortable. Sweet baby, I love his butterfly tattoo. Sweet baby.
I know, it's like, we're gonna, this isn't the last we're gonna see Jonathan.
No, everyone's thirsty for Jonathan too.
Absolutely. So yeah, Ramon, of course, he has to go off in his little interview, and he's just like, well, maybe, like, okay, Jonathan, you want us to open up, but what are you doing to, like, fix that? And it's like,
right,
she's not in charge of you opening up. Like, he really is, like, you have to come to me in every single situation. And, like,
well, and also, why doesn't Ramon realize that, like, if you're not opening up, that is work that you have to do. That's your work.
Right. And also, if there's a safety issue, you have to communicate what is making you feel unsafe, because Jonathan can't magically figure that out for you. Like, you're a whole other human.
Well,
but
No, go ahead, Nicole.
But I do think that takes like therapy to even be like, that's when you get into therapy and start getting to the thick of it, of like, oh, is that what that is? He's not there yet. Mm-mm. He's not there yet.
Yeah.
He's outside the club. Trying to get him inside the club.
I just ultimately think that the boundaries challenge was the most eye-opening thing, and it's like that is all of this, like that dynamic is all of this. Mm-hmm. And it will be solved in the like 2 more weeks.
You don't think it's going to be solved by building a tent, is he?
The tent had me sent. I was like, is he surviving paradise? What?
Yo, okay, so the 10 exercises is supposed to be about communication, right?
Yeah, but, like, why? No one can put IKEA furniture together or, like, anything. Like, that's, like, where all relationships die, you know?
Like, except for Corey and Wilder. They do this shit in their sleep. And, again, it's not really a communication exercise. And right. What's so annoying is that they try to, like, make it seem like, oh, Ramon and Ashmo, they're, like, doing better because they communicated instead of yelling at each other over building a tent. That is not Ramon's trigger. Ramon's trigger is that if the tent was getting more of Ashmal's attention,
right.
Then he would be beefing with that tent, tearing it up. Honey.
Right.
Take
right.
Gah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the issue.
Literally. So,
that was wild. So yeah,
that was a mess.
Such a mess. But yeah, they keep talking, and because there's so, actually so much talking and not talking between them. Ramon also says that in an interview that his security is getting out of control and needs to hold himself to a higher standard. So there's like maybe a light bulb is flickering. It's not on.
Yeah. In the distance.
Yeah. And then all of three of them talk. Is this after the swap? Yeah. This is before the swap. So all three of them are talking. Ramon says he wants to spend time with them. Jonathan said he wouldn't put up with this in the real world because, once again, Ramon just had a whole thing. So now we're at the swapping ceremony. Ramon and Ashma are like, we're going to stick. Jonathan is like, I'm swapping. This is wild.
I love that moment.
It was a fantastic moment.
Yes.
Because Ashmal was giving this analogy of like
salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper and cilantro. And everybody's like, girl, what?
They always come with their speeches. They're, you know, they're like the camera.
I think Ramon's so much into being on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is like, it's very apparent with like a lot of things, and it's like it's also just manifesting in wild ways.
So
and this show's wild because Scott, I love you, Scott. You might be watching this because you are very in tune with the couple to throuple community. The way you tried to get these singles to step forward.
Oh my god, yes.
After they were dumped. Wild of you.
I think what's wilder is that people stepped up.
I know.
They stepped.
They're like, screen time, please.
Frank is like, period. I've been waiting for y'all the whole time, actually.
The applause that Frank got with Frank.
Mia at least talked out how ridiculous. She was like, I don't know what's going on, but I guess I'll put myself in the room.
Yeah. She was sort of like, okay, fuck it, you know?
To get to know y'all more, sure. It's right. Like, you know Ramon don't want you, Mia. Please stop.
So they were like, they actually had some dignity and were like, actually, we're going to go home. Regroup and figure this out because they were like whispering and
Ramon also stupidly was sort of like fine whatever and Ashmal once again had to step up for the two of them and be like, okay, well
yeah,
we're not gonna like share a bed now with this like, you know, like fucking giant ass gorgeous Adonis that no, you know, like
yes.
Bringing Frank back to our bed right now, you know.
Yes. Also, Jonathan sitting right there listening to the whole deliberation.
I know, he was like, can I please walk across? Can I walk across the bridge? Can I'll swim.
I'll go with the chair. Like,
yeah, the chair can go in the pool, but I can't.
Yeah.
It looks good wet. Come on.
Yo. So yeah, Ramon says he wonders how Jonathan will approach them at the mixer, later on at the masquerade mixer. Because again, it's all about, well, he needs to come to us.
Yep,
he warned us.
One way.
I'm the victim here.
They
so,
do not want to be in a throuple. Like,
no.
Anyway.
They talk to Jonathan. At this mixer, we get the two singles. Everyone thought it was going to be a couple. And it's so funny because this man,
Brody,
he's trying to get in the game.
Where did they find him?
I don't know. Oh, he's
a challenge.
I don't know. He is trying to get into the game, and they said, Brody, like, read the room. First of all, Brody should not expect that y'all are this of a hot mess. He thought we were all having fun, and right. You guys are having a come to Jesus moment.
Literally.
And that was, like, the bet. That was also cinema. That moment, like, that's going to get Couple to Thruple renewed for a season two.
I hope so. So, yeah, they're talking, and this. What Jonathan is doing, it is a power move. He's over Ramon fully because Ramon said that he's upset Jonathan was kissing and touching him before the ceremony, but then didn't let him know that he was going to swap. Ramon, we don't see him respond. Maybe he did, but we didn't see it. And then Ramon asked Ashmal, because Ramon's in his victim bag. He know he's ready to go off on someone at any moment. Ashmal's quiet. And we know from the whole sweat lodge that Jonathan and Ashmal have an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. And that made Ramon feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where, and this actually felt, this kind of felt like Ramon was the third, which I know is his right there. And that he, and Jonathan was like, hold up, let me talk to my man real quick.
Yes.
Because he's like, Ashmal, how are you feeling? Because you're not saying anything. And Ashmal was like, look, I was going to take a step back so you can connect with Ramon. I think Ramon tries to say some other thing, and Jonathan said, hold up, back to Ashmal.
Right, because Ramon is trying to be like, I'm telling you that like, I am feeling like bad about how I showed up and like how it impacted. He's like,
he's thinking that Jonathan even cares to be validated by him. He doesn't. Right. He's out of it. He's trying to pick up on Ashmal. And it's so interesting because we see the power is literally going in a freaking triangle. Everyone's trying to get someone else's attention. It's so interesting. Ashmal, he's saying, well, I was going to take a step back so you can connect with him. Jonathan said, Ashmal, it seems like you are ready to move on. And I was like, Jonathan?
Period.
Ooh,
Ashmal also is like actually trying to put like him and Ramon's relationship first, like he's trying to and Ramon doesn't seem to be interested in that at all and was like being such a baby about like, you know, after the swap, you know, and like being like, well, you didn't comfort me because I was devastated not to be chosen because I'm a narcissist, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, like, insanity, you know?
And,
like,
I think anyone's attention Ramon's not getting is the attention he wants.
Yeah.
And Ashmal, like, Ashmal has had to step up for their relationship at every single turn. And Ramon is just so selfish about it. It's wild.
We also start to see Jonathan's ego come into play.
He's
like, oh, I was sitting right there and I heard you. I heard you, Ashmal, talking about let's pick Frank. When I thought you was all about me. We have such an emotional connection.
I don't think like, it's a game and you don't think it's a game. Let's go. They playing.
No. The way that they, like, the intensity between Ashmal and Jonathan, it actually felt like a lover's quarrel.
Yeah.
In a way, weirdly, that, like, because I think because Ramon's such an avoidant and pull away, it's, like, it's almost not engaging. But the fact that Ashmal and Jonathan are people who engage, so it's equal, and was, like, It was the kind of fight that was like, just rip your clothes off, boys.
I think it's interesting that he says that his physical connection is more with Ramon, because I think just like in general, his connection with Ashmal is better.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. That can all be true, but does Jonathan even value physical connection? That could be like, yeah,
Well, they wouldn't know, would they?
And I think he overestimated his emotional connection with Ashmal. And I think because of the dynamic of the relationship, I'm like, I think Ashmal is just someone who's willing to talk about his feelings. And like, he didn't put all this weight on his this emotional connection, but Jonathan did. And so then when Jonathan's like, I'm swapping, Ashmal's like, okay, cool. Let's just choose Frank because we already connected with Frank. And so I think for Jonathan, that was like a humbling moment for him.
Because
he thought there was this deep emotional connection. I'm like, no, I think Ashmal is just like good about talking about his feelings, and it seemed even more apparent because Ramon isn't. But I don't think Ashmal puts all that stock in it either.
Damn, you're so right.
No, you're not. Ashmal and Jonathan are endgame. Ashmal cares about Jonathan.
Is that true? Because Ashmal was like, Ashmal didn't even second guess it. When Jonathan said he's swapping out, whereas like Ramon was like, oh my,
devastated.
He never saw that coming. Ashmal was like, okay. And when he was talking about it, Ashmal was like, so you're mad at me because I had a plan B, but you wanted to swap out?
Right. I love that too. I love that.
To know Ashmal's sign because it was giving very Aquarian. It's like when I'm in it, I'm in it, but when I'm not, okay.
Ashmal, yeah, fantastic.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's an excellent read. That's it. Fuck.
Yeah. Jonathan. Poor Jonathan. Because even when he was like, if they kiss somebody else, I'm done. And I'm like, baby, they went so far with you in the first night. If you think they aren't going to physically connect with Frank, you're fooling yourself.
Right. But it's like they put him through so much. Like, I kind of would feel the same way, too. It's like, you put me through all of that, and then you didn't even really care. Like, I thought you at least cared about me to put me through all that. That would have made something worth it.
Well, it's like, did they put him through that, or did Ramon put him through that? Because think about it. It was like a lot of the thing was like, Ramon was just like, so closed off, was not communicating.
Yeah.
Ashmal's like communicating the whole time, and they're connecting, they're bonding. And so he thinks there's something so like beautiful and deep between him and Ashmal. And I'm like, no, really, what the thing was happening was like Ramon just wasn't opening up. Like,
well, he wasn't even there. It was like Ashmal was the only one you were talking to.
A lot of the time.
You know what? I feel like I'm not even here anymore. You two are just vibing and on this whole series.
Nicole, listen. This doesn't mean that under other circumstances, Jonathan and Ashmal are endgame.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, I don't think it's it.
Because Ashmal wants Ramon.
Right.
At the end of the day, he gonna choose his man, his man, his man.
That's right. He stands by his man. Damn.
But he said, maybe I wouldn't even want to be a second in this. And maybe, and even further back, he said, maybe I'll be a bad boyfriend.
But that's because he's learned how to operate in that relationship.
Yeah.
You have to be toxic also to show up in that relationship. You also have to do things that are emotionally manipulative to get Ramon to see you in that relationship.
Yep.
He's learned. He's learned his man. Because what happened when he said that? Ramon was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he did.
You know his man. He want his man.
He loves his man. His toxic, awful, stunted man.
Like, so when Jonathan said, I'm out, he was like, okay, on to the next one.
Yeah.
But Ramon felt that deep. He was like, oh, I opened up to you.
But what?
Like, about what? About you being mad? We knew you were mad. You were the one saying you weren't mad, and we all knew you were mad.
He's mad all the time. He operates it mad.
He does.
His starting point is mad.
But also, I think Ashmal and Ramon also have a very sexual connection because the next morning, when it was just the two of them,
they was getting it
in.
And at that night, when it was just them in the bed, they were also getting it in. Right. You know?
So it's like, oh, this is like the relationship.
Is that what you're going to do? I don't know. I'm also like,
maybe that's not what Brittany and Sean doing.
What? But I'm like literally saying, like, maybe I should quit saying it, but I'm also like, it's gay men. Are we surprised?
Well, but that's why I'm also, I actually was shocked that Jonathan was like, if they even kiss, I'm going to be furious. Like, yeah. I don't really get that. I think, like, he's done. He's done. Like,
I should remember that. Oshmal's bi.
Yeah, he is bi. Jonathan's also bi, yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Up is down.
Matt, I flipped your whole world.
I
saw myself in Oshmal in that moment, and I was just like, dang. Sometimes you break hearts, and you don't even be, it's just like, okay. Well, if you're done, I thought you were done, but I guess you're not done.
Oh.
I think this was a power play for you.
Yeah.
Which it was a power play, but it's like the whole thing sets it up. So like the single, you know, so I'm like, yeah. But it's like he did his big move and Oshmal's like, okay, cool. We're moving on.
Well, in the end, they pick Frank.
I'm excited for them.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Izzy? You're always excited.
I'm excited for him. I want them to try all the things, you know? They've talked about, you know, his fear of heights. Hopefully, they're going to deal with that. I know, so dumb. Peach.
Justice for Peach.
It's gonna happen for Peach. We're like literally working up to Peach.
I know.
Yeah, but okay.
But is Peach gonna want them when they choose her?
Here you go. And you know what?
They better be ready.
Peach was talking about being submissive. Actually, maybe what is gonna happen is Peach is gonna get in there and she's gonna dominate both of them. Dominate the shit out of them.
I mean, that's what we need.
That's, and they don't mind that, because even in the tent exercise when Darian was like yelling out the instructions, they didn't mind it. They were just.
And did you even hear? Was it Sean that was like, "I'm noticing this new, I'm enjoying," or was it Sean who was like, "I'm enjoying this like new dynamic," you know?
Yeah.
I think it's like interesting. Does Sean know he's a bottom? Like, I want to, you know, like in a good way. Like, does he know that he's?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, Brittany is also a little spoon, but they need their big spoon.
Yeah. They need their big spoon, and then they can.
They need their big spoon. Oh my gosh, that's blowing my mind, because they don't be like really doing much with each other because they need their big spoon.
Exactly, they're both little spoons. They're both ultimately bottoms. You know, so I feel like Peach is the top that we all need. Let me tell you.
Scared.
But it's like, Peach will hold them tight.
They just need to say it, because before she was talking about, oh, I could be submissive to you, and it's like, that's not what they need, though.
That's not what they need.
Well, they need someone that can really read the room and provide it. In some ways, they need their applicable Denise, because Denise was very good at being the only one in that. Corey's unhappy, so let's redirect, let's get her involved. Like really like directing the energy, and like Sean and Brittany desperately need that person, you know?
But you're also asking a lot for someone to read Sean,
right? So you just need someone actually reading Brittany.
I want Brittany to get hers.
Absolutely. We can't go through all this and that. It's happening.
It's gotta happen.
So, I think we finally talked it all out.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. So, I didn't see a teaser for the next episodes.
No.
I'm sure they're gonna put us through it for those.
Yeah. Yeah,
turmoil
in the it's not a castle, but turmoil in the castle.
Not the castle.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was so fun talking to you both.
Yes. Are we doing chaotic bi moment and beautiful?
Oh my god! Yes.
Look at me, outline.
You sure did. Okay, what is the beautiful? You know what? No. What is the beautiful black moment of this drop? For me, it's Brittany in the sweat lodge. Just being sharp, loving those eyes.
Ooh, for me, it was the stay or swap ceremony, Brittany in that hot pink, and also Darian in the hot pink. Y'all know I'm a pink girly, so like, oh my gosh, I was like, I was living for it.
Sean in the challenge, recognizing that he is Lil Bottom, you know, like, I think that's beautiful. We should uplift it.
And then what's our chaotic vibe moment?
Of Brittany's rainbow fuzzy hat.
Truly.
That weird fuzzy rainbow hat.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pulling some curveballs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. I mean, it's me and it's them. The chaotic bi moment is me experiencing watching Junior and Frank stand beside each other.
Not that.
I'm sorry, but I was like, what? There's two bi fans. Black men in this the whole time. I count my black people on my shows. I have to count wrong.
I love it.
Just like stop the count and have to do it all over again.
Oh gosh. I think for me, my favorite chaotic bi moment was Junior picking up Maximo and Ash in the shower. I loved that. Like holding them both.
Yeah.
I'm sure the producers were like, this is such a major liability. Please put them down. But I loved it.
That's fair. Izzy, where can everyone follow you?
Oh, follow me. I don't know, at Flute Dyke on Twitter.
I don't know.
I know that this is the part that I should be like, and check out this. I'm bad at this part. I don't really care. At Flute Dyke.
Yes. How about you, Quita?
You can follow me at @hello_Quita on Instagram for my hot takes on social justice, politics, and pop culture.
And for me, I just keep on saying, please follow Black by Reality across all socials. You can find me as Nikki Bernice on different things. But right now, I am focused on growing this great place so we can have great takes on queer content, Black content like this. Thank you guys for watching. You guys are absolutely showing out for this series, which makes me so happy. And yeah, take care of yourselves. If you have a third, treat them right.
Period.
Treat that third right.
Yeah. Oh my god.